You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. We are chicks serious about footy.
No, we're not.
With Chicks Talking Footy here on Joy 94.9.
Well, we're going to talk to a very special woman of the game, Debbie Lee. She's currently the general manager of women's football here at the Western Bulldogs. She's also played over 300 games of football in the VFLW. Also, we just want to congratulate you. You've just become the first woman life member of the AFL, correct?
Yeah, I'm the third.
I guess the nice thing is I'm the first person who's been given AFLW life membership for working in women's football.
Aha.
So I'll take that one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, today's the third AFL Pride game that the Bulldogs have hosted here at Whitten Oval. It's always been a special day, I think, for the clubs and for women's football and pride and inclusion. Are you seeing these games sort of helping to make a more inclusive society and send a strong message?
Yeah, absolutely. Favourite game for me personally of the year on the calendar, besides, of course, won a grand final for a grand final.
2018,
yeah, 2018. Look, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'll just drop that in
for no reason, absolutely. But clarify that. I think what I've seen in the time is what we've been able to do in an industry that has predominantly been male-dominated, Anglo-Saxon. We've really been able to open up a different conversation and a different platform. And to give you an example, we're in the rooms before, and Nathan Burke, he stood up and we talked about game strategy, and on the board he had Pride Cup. And one of the things he talked about, he said, look, I'm the poster boy. I'm a male, I'm a middler, I'm, you know, 50-odd, I'm married, and I've got three kids.
Hail male style.
Absolutely. And he's got three, you know, he's been surrounded by women all his life. But he said, for him, we had the Pride Cup organisation come and speak to the players and the staff during the week, and it was profound in terms of, sometimes we forget about what we're actually doing and how much of an impact it has of representation. So people in this community don't feel safe going to a men's game. I mean, that's extraordinary, isn't it?
It's frightening.
It is. It's frightening. So, you know, sitting back and listening to that education piece, you sort of think, geez, it's more than a game. And we have responsibility. And if we can help in some small way to show that we are inclusive. But one of the greatest things we've done with this game is shown the industry that it's inclusive and really showed behaviours that set that. I mean, we have gay women that play the game.
And as you say, open and proud
and are playing against their, you know, opposition teams, their partner.
Yeah.
You know, and that was mind-boggling for the AFL because they were like, what? So that created conversation.
Yeah.
And it's also absolutely fine and fantastic.
Very normalised.
It's normalising it, which is great. So in that vein, what do days like today mean potentially to someone like you when you were younger to see all these rainbows on a footy field? What would that mean to a young Debbie Lee?
So a young Debbie Lee was 17 years old. I started a football club at 19 in the western suburbs, and I never told anyone I was going. I worked at the Western Bulldogs Football Club for 8 years, and I pretended I was not gay. It was just the society. I went to Melbourne Football Club, I wasn't open. And then I had a wonderful boss who was female who just made this environment comfortable, and then I was very comfortable in my environment. I've got two kids and I have a female partner. And I love the fact now, because I am comfortable in my own space, that the team can see my family. So if there's a young girl in the Bulldogs who's still working out, what do I want to be? What do I want to do? Can I still get married? Can I still have kids? I hope in some little way they look at me and go, well, Deb does it. She's got a female partner. She's got two kids. My female partner's still waiting for me to propose, but we'll just we'll keep that one off air. But we can't now. It's off. I guess for me, when I was growing up in footy, taboo. Especially for someone like me who's trying to, you know, grow the game. The last thing I needed was, oh, it's a woman and she's gay and she hates blokes. You know, so I had to, I just felt like for a good 12 to 15 years, just staying away from bringing it up.
Which is a really dangerous narrative, and I think days like today are just one event that's going to change that rhetoric and that narrative, which is really exciting.
Yeah, actually, I mean, for me, I remember seeing, I've got a same-sex partner as well and a child, and I remember seeing Erin Phillips with her twins holding the Premiership Cup, And it meant so much to me that our families were just being normalised in the football environment.
Yeah.
And then to see her kiss her wife at the best and fairest.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just it wasn't anything put on or deliberate or a political statement. It was just a normal family interaction.
Relation.
At the football.
Yeah.
And
it's also wonderful, I think, we're celebrating women having children.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not just in this sport, but also in tennis with Serena Williams. I think it's fantastic. Yep. Women's bodies can do amazing things.
Yeah, and Daisy Pierce, obviously, you know, returning after having twins is, you know.
And being phenomenal.
Absolutely phenomenal last night as well in her game, in her first two games. So
fantastic sports person.
I think, you know, when you sort of talk, if you can't be it, if you can't, sorry, if you can't see it, you can't be it. So, you know, we've got, you know, days like today, it's, you know, I hope people who may feel, for whatever reason, they can't go to a men's game, come today. And I think what we see today is a lot of people at times don't really care about the footy. That's you know, that's okay. But they care about the cause and what we're doing. And we care about it as well.
Last year at the Pride game, you know, there was no real consequences to the game in terms of the finals, but there was under 10,000 people that came along. So, and I think a lot of people come to these games to celebrate Pride at the game, which is really significant as well. But let's talk about football.
Yes, let's talk about footy.
So in terms of the competition between the Pride games, you won 4-1.
Yes.
Bulldogs have won 1, Carlton have won 1. And in this season, you've both won one game, lost one game.
That's right.
So you'd say there's a lot riding on today's game. What are the Bulldogs going to bring to...
You've nailed it. I mean, this is a real crucial game for both teams. As you know how the competition is, you drop two, if not three, you're almost out of the race for your finals, even though they've extended the finals series to three in each conference. But we, in the first round against St Kilda, we thought we played the first quarter really well, windy conditions. Last week's game was just really tough.
It was.
It was tough in terms of the conditions. Today is a perfect day for... Doing us. We also know, I reckon Taylor Harris is going to put on a bit of a show today because, you know, she's got a bit of lip through the media, and I think, you know, Carlton are a very good side. They're very fierce. They've got some really experienced players. So I reckon it's going to be a cracking game.
I think it's going to be a ripper of a game too. So without giving away too many trade secrets, what do you think is the most dangerous thing about Carlton?
I think their forward line. So, you know, if we can... Getting the ball up high, that's going to be an advantage to us, and we've really got to use our foot speed. We've really got to use our foot speed and use the open side of the ground. So, you know, it's going to be a really good game, and it's almost like a semi-final. You know, when you actually put it all into context, you know, Melbourne losing last night, that brings them back to the pack, and depending on who wins out of Freo and Collingwood today. But that's so great about this competition. Every week is almost cutthroat, you know. If it's not like the men's competition, you've still got 5 weeks to, you know, recover. we haven't.
Another 18
weeks. Another 18 weeks, a little bit over it. But anyway,
I think that's what one of the really exciting thing is about the AFLW. You're right. Every game is going to have a significant consequence and influence on where that team will land.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really exciting.
Oh, it's great.
Well, good luck today, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for chatting to us.
No, thanks for having me on. I love being on the show.
Congratulations again on that amazing achievement.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for having me.
Thank you so much.
This is Chicks Talking Footy live from the AFLW Pride game on Joy 94.9. We'll wish we could come back
to these days with Chicks Talking Footy here on Joy 94.9. With Chicks Talking Footy here on Joy 94.9.